I took a drink of my mom's beer, and it was terrible. I said, "Oh, how can you drink that stuff?" I'll never forget her answer. "You'll find out." And she was so right on.
Stay-good-day. Welcome, my friends, to The Storyteller, where you'll find First Nations people from across Native North America who are following Jesus Christ without reservation. Hugh got caught up in alcohol at a young age, and it devastated his life. In this part of his story, he tells how that happened and what it ended up costing him.
Aoki, my name is Hugh Grant, and I'm from the Karuk tribe in Northern California along the Klamath River. It's in between Wairika and Eureka in Northern California. I was born in 1938, but my mom died when I was born, and my dad was an alcoholic, and he just never came around. So I was in the hospital for about a month. Then my great uncle and aunt came in to visit and ask about me. And the nurse had told him that, well, he's right over there and he's all ready to go. So they just took me out of the hospital, and they became my parents. They raised me from just a baby. And never changed my name. I was always Hugh Grant. Their name was Joe and Laura Martin. And I've always known that I had a dad out there somewhere. And he did come around a few times, and I was scared. And I would run off and hide because I was afraid that he was going to take me with him, because I knew he was an alcoholic. I just didn't want to be like that, like him. When World War II broke out, we moved to Vancouver, Washington. I was about 3 or 4 years old, and my folks worked in the shipyards during the war. So we was there for a few years, and after the war, we moved back to California to a little settlement called Gaski. When my aunts and uncles were young, they were sent away to Indian schools. And my mom, she wasn't sent away. She had to go to a Baptist home in Eureka, California. And so, well, she told me all about that experience. But when I was little, she taught me some simple prayers. She had a Bible, but I had never seen her reading it. So I don't know what that was about. But I think I was approximately in the 7th grade, and they started a vacation Bible school there at Gaski, and they held church at the schoolhouse. So they had a couple ladies that was teaching, but there was a young man that came through, and I really liked him, and he took a liking to me. And so I would go down to his little trailer that he had parked at the camp, and he would teach me things in the Bible, and I just learned to love the Lord on the things that he told me about. But it was time for him to leave. But before that, he started a basketball team that went into the other churches, went out in Smith River and into Lake Earl and Crescent City, and we played these different churches. And I really liked to do that. And so there was another pastor came in. Well, this new pastor, There was a family came in from Texas that lived up the road up above us, and they were obviously prejudiced. And I guess the dad told the pastor that if the Indian went, well, his kids couldn't go. So when he stopped to pick me up, I was out at the road all ready to go, and he got out and told me I couldn't go because they didn't want me to go. So I went back to the house, and well, I was really hurt, and of course I broke down. My dad, mom was very upset over this. I finally was able to tell him what happened. It was really, really mad. Well, the next day the pastor came by and apologized. And he said, everybody wants you to come back, all the other kids. So I went back, but I just lost respect for him. I had no respect at all. He was a family man, and anything he said in church or anything was, it didn't matter to me. I didn't trust him. And so, but I still thought about the Lord. But then when I got into high school in Crescent City, I had to ride a school bus where it took about an hour to get into town, picking up kids and everything. And well, I played sports and excelled, but then I also excelled in alcohol, drinking alcohol after that, after the seasons were over, the sports, and I invariably got in trouble. When I was about 12, and my folks that raised me were having friends over and family, and they were drinking, and I took a drink of my mom's beer, and it was terrible. I said, oh, how can you drink that stuff? I'll never forget her answer. You'll find out. And she was so right on. And even as a little boy, you can always get beer somewhere, somehow. Even as a little boy riding my bicycle, I remember I could only maybe drink a couple of beers, and I couldn't even ride my bike then. But then it just had such a power. It just overtook me. I have a saying that a boy took a drink, then the drink took the boy. Teen took a drink, and drink took the teen. Man took a drink, and drink took the man. And that's what happened to me. Started very young, but it just had an effect right away. Even though I seen the devastation of it. Some of the powwows we went to as a little boy, and the fights and everything that scared me, and the violence and things I seen, and I still got into it very young. As a juvenile, I went up in front of the courts, and they gave me three choices: to straighten up, go to the California Youth Authority, or to go into service. And I chose just to straighten up. But that didn't last very long. And I was back in front of him again, and he said, now you got two choices. So then I chose to go into the Navy. So in my junior year in high school, I joined up with a friend, the one that I ran around with a lot. And so him and I joined up together. I excelled in the Navy also, made a machinist mate first class, or third class, I mean, and did quite well. Then I started drinking again, and everything went away. I lost the rank and over a period of time, and I got in trouble with the Marine Corps down at Camp Pendleton, and I ended up locked up for 6 months in Marine Corps break for fighting and being drunk on the base, and so I got 6 months hard labor in the brig. But I still came out with an honorable discharge. And so I left the service and was discharged in 1959. And I ran around for a couple of years, and then I got married in 1961. And I have 5 children. Within 10 years, I was divorced, 1972, due to alcohol. But then I really got worse. I ran from responsibility of child support. It was just sporadic. And so I was running from the law, really. Spent a lot of times in lockup over all of this, and I held many jobs. Some was in logging and in the sawmills, construction, just labor work, and then working in farm labor. I guess the longest job I ever had at that time was in Oakland, California, where I went into printing. And I'm a journeyman printer, but I only worked there for 5 years. Anyway, most of these jobs, not all, but most of these jobs I lost because of alcohol.
We read in the Bible in Proverbs 20, verse 1, "Wine is a mocker, strong drink a brawler, and whoever is led astray by it is not wise." Alcohol has destroyed many lives, broken up many families, and left scars that last a lifetime. Perhaps you know this firsthand. Well, friend, we want you to know that there is forgiveness and freedom in Jesus Christ. He can change you and make you new. We read in God's Word, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." That's just what happened to Hugh, and he'll tell you how next time. Interested in what you've heard? Visit our website, withoutreservation.com, and click on the tab New Life. You can also write to us at The Storyteller, P.O. Box 1001, Bemidji, Minnesota 56619. Our phone number is 877-766-4648. That's 877-766-4648. We're also on Facebook at Without Reservation. Missed a program or want to listen again? You can download our app and take the Storyteller with you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the greatest story took place at the cross. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. My friends, there's more to the story, so be sure to join us again next time as we listen to The Storyteller.